Louise McSharry on 2FM.
This year, we've all been looking for entertainment anywhere we can get it. And let me tell you, University Challenge, Countdown, House of Games, Only Connect, The Chase. There are so many quiz shows on TV and they are having the time of their lives because everybody is tuning in their droves. Now, everybody loves to shout at the telly when you're watching a quiz from home, but I suppose not that many of us would be brave enough to actually go on one. But one man who lives and breathes quiz shows is Alan Flanagan. He has appeared on Countdown and he is, I believe, currently, Alan, would it be fair to say you are currently on Only Connect?
I am currently on Only Connect. I think I'm the quarter final is the next one in a few weeks. I don't know when it's being broadcast.
Oh, excuse me. So, Alan, you're Irish, but you live in London.
Yes, yeah. Although because of the nature of the world right now, I've been back in Ireland for a few months now. I'm just sitting in my brother's garden right now.
Oh, lovely.
Because it's hard to know what to do right now, whether I should just absolutely stay put or try and go home or what. So
I bet. And so presumably living in London means that you can apply to be on quiz shows. That's, you know, because...
Yeah, well, it's a weird one because it's like if you apply for any of them, they give you a shout and say, okay, you can go to London or Belfast, or they have like areas you can go to. So it's kind of... hopefully accessible to people.
Okay, cool. And so tell me, as I said, lots of people like to shout at the TV, but not everyone, I suppose, has the cojones to actually go on TV and go on a quiz. So tell me about your love for quiz shows and how you came to actually appear on them.
I think my love of quiz shows is born of just like being Irish, because I feel like when we're growing up, you have like anytime anyone needs to raise money for anything, because you can't do anything outside in Ireland because of the weather, it's like, okay, we'll just do a table quiz, we'll just do a pub quiz. So I remember doing like the credit union quiz and the Cadbury's quiz when I was a kid. I remember we won the Cadbury's quiz, the local one, and they gave us, they'd never do this now, but they gave us a suitcase of Cadbury's chocolate bars, which is just dangerous. So I've always been like a mad fan of quizzes. And then I think about 10 years ago, I went on Countdown, which is I absolutely adore, and I've watched it since I was a kid with my mom, and that went disastrously wrong for me.
Why?
Well, I did fine, but I was up against like a teen prodigy who ended up winning the competition, so it just was a fun experience, but otherwise...
So you're saying you didn't enjoy losing to a teen?
No, that was my nightmare scenario, was like some teenager who would beat me, a 26-year-old. So that was that. And then I went on The Chase a few years ago, which I haven't even rewatched because I'm not happy with my performance. God, it sounds like I'm terrible at quizzes. But Only Connect is my favourite quiz show. And so we're kind of, we've recorded everything already, but we're on it at the moment, broadcast-wise.
Oh, okay. So you know what happens.
I know what happens, yeah.
Okay, very exciting. I have to admit, I am not a quiz show aficionado because I don't like doing anything that I'm not immediately really good at, and I'm not that good at quizzes. If there was a quiz that was only about obscure 2000s popular culture references, I would be there. But my general knowledge is not as good. But my husband loves them, so they're always on in the background in the house, particularly University Challenge, because obviously if you get a question right on University Challenge, you feel like you've just made it. But Only Connect...
Celebrations, yeah.
But I watched you on Only Connect, and that is a hard one. And you are so good at it. How do you get good at that stuff? Because it's a particular type of thinking.
It's a weird one. So like, just to explain if people are listening, so Only Connect is basically, they give you like a list of kind of seemingly random things, and your job is to basically find out what the connection might be. So like, they had one which was kind of years ago, it was like American flags, and it was like a golf ball, and it was basically things that have been left on the moon. So it was kind of, it's about finding random connections. It's a weird one because it's like, it's not as, I'm not incredibly knowledgeable, but I'm a bit of a magpie, so I think that suits lateral thinking, where you go, okay, is it a word thing, is it to do with numbers, is it geography? So you're kind of always thinking laterally as opposed to digging into lots of like really specific knowledge,
right? And what's it like, what's the experience like of being on a TV quiz? Like, does it feel like you're on TV, or does it feel kind of normal?
It was really weird because we recorded it kind of obviously like in the past year. Mm-hmm. So it was in the pandemic. So we were kind of, if you watch the show, there are like screens, clear plastic screens between us because we are not like supposed to be like breathing on each other, obviously. Mm-hmm. But apart from that, it was really, really enjoyable because like Only Connect, the people who work there and the producers and everyone is so nice. Mm. So we went in and had like a load of practice and got to meet Victoria, who's the host of the show, and we had jokes and chats and all that kind of stuff. So at the time it started, it was kind of, it had the same feeling as kind of playing at home. It wasn't that pressure that you would think that you would have of being on telly.
Mm. And there does seem to be a nice kind of vibe, despite Victoria maybe being the poshest person in history. Am I wrong?
She's posh. I think she's from Stock. But very, very nice and very friendly and a good laugh. I'm kind of annoyed it's all recorded.
Yeah.
But let's do it again.
I did really enjoy on the last episode that aired, there was a question that you just obviously had no idea about, and it was a song. And you were like, is this a Protestant thing? I don't get it.
It was this song called The Holly and the Ivy. And you know the way, like, as in, you know, Ireland and the UK, we're next door neighbours, we have a checkered history, you know, all that. But I literally had never, ever heard of this thing. And suddenly, like, the entire room was singing it. So it just felt like, if you don't know what it is, it might be a Protestant thing.
Yeah, well, there are definitely things that are, like, enormous in the UK that you just wouldn't, like, gaps in our knowledge, despite the fact that we are close neighbours and we do share a lot of things. There's definitely things that are like, oh, that's very British. I've never even come into contact with that. Okay, and tell me, what about quizzing in your actual life? Is that something that you're into? Like, would you have been at table quizzes on a regular basis in your adult life, you know, prior to the pandemic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, like, I think when I moved to London, actually, a group of friends, we started going to a pub quiz every Wednesday. And that was just a great way to drink during the middle of the week, which I think is really important. And then I think during the pandemic, actually, it's ramped up. I think everyone has felt like just quizzes are flying left, right and center. I've been doing one every Friday since the middle of March. So basically, I've done about 40 or 50 of them now. And it's been really fun because I think the nice thing about quizzes and Zoom, I know some people are like, I hate it.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is that I think group chats on Zoom are really hard.
Yeah.
So having a central activity that you're focusing on and you're kind of chatting between means that it's not as pressured, because I think that like 10 people talking on Zoom is kind of scary. So I think just having, like, we're doing a quiz and then, like, between questions we can chat about life and who's had a baby and all that kind of stuff, but it takes the pressure off, and I just love trivia.
So what are your tips then if someone's setting up their own quiz? What do you think is the secret to making it successful on Zoom?
The secret of my success is basically I buy the quiz from a quiz company that I really like.
Okay.
Because I am not making up questions every week. It's too much work. But on the flip side of that, I did something a few weeks ago for a friend of mine, which I really enjoyed, which is, we've done it a few times, which is it's the WhatsApp quiz of the year. So what I did was I went through every message from 2020 on our WhatsApp group and made a quiz based on that. And one thing I've learned over the years is that people love quizzes about themselves. People are inherently, like, self-centered. So people love quizzes about their own lives.
Yeah. That's a great idea. And I have one question, because I think that this is where I have maybe previously gone wrong and where people can go wrong. How many people is the appropriate number of people to have involved in a Zoom quiz?
Oh, we tend to have maybe like anywhere between kind of 5 or 6 screens up to maybe 12 or 13 screens. So it means that you can kind of still just about keep, like, have a bit of a conversation or a chat going on. Mm. But beyond that, I think it gets unwieldy.
God, I'm impressed. 12 and 13 screens. That seems like a lot to me.
Once the drink starts on, it's grand.
Okay, got it. Now, speaking of quizzes about yourself, I gather you have a quiz for me, which I feel a little bit nervous about.
I do. I was actually, because you were saying that tomorrow is the anniversary of your show.
Yeah.
So I've made a little quiz about that date. And weirdly enough, I think tomorrow is the anniversary of my Only Connect audition. So this is kind of strange.
Big day for us.
So tomorrow is the 25th of January. So basically it's about 25th of January through time.
Okay.
Question one. 25th of January, 1533. Henry VIII married his second wife. He then went on to behead her. What was her name?
Oh, the only Henry VIII wife I know is Anne Boleyn.
Boom.
Yay!
Straight out of the gate. Perfect. Correct answer.
Amazing.
Question two. In 1791, 25th of January 1791, this is a trickier one. The UK Parliament split a province of Canada into Upper and Lower Canada. Which province was it?
I don't know very many Canadian provinces. Ontario?
I'm sorry, but it was Quebec. Quebec. One
enough.
Out of two so far.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's going good. Question three. On 25th of January, 1961, Disney released a film featuring a lot of canines. What was the name of that film?
101 Dalmatians?
Perfect. Boom. Very good. Excellent. 25th of January, 1882. This is like old enough, whatever. A famous writer and poet was born, and she went on to be portrayed by Nicole Kidman in an Oscar-winning film.
Oh, Virginia Woolf.
What was the name of the writer? Very good. Excellent. And then final question you probably
I'll never forget the nose in the film. It was really something.
Yeah, that nose deserved its own set of awards. And then finally, question five. You're doing really well. Question five. On 25th of January 2020, so just 50 years ago, whatever 2020 was, one of the trending topics that day was the Dolly Parton Challenge. But what was the Dolly Parton Challenge?
Oh my God, I should know this. I love Dolly
Parton. You should
know
this.
The Dolly Parton Challenge. I mean, I presume it was something to do with boobs.
It was. I'm afraid it wasn't boobs. It was the four photo of your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your Instagram, and your Tinder.
Oh, yeah. I'd forgotten all about that. Well, you know, look, if I'm going to not know something about Dolly Parton, I'm okay with not knowing that one. I'm okay with that.
That's fine.
So how many did I get?
You got 3 out of 5. That's pretty good. That's like a B in the leaving cert.
Look, I mean, I have never claimed to be good at quizzes, so I'm happy with that. I didn't totally humiliate myself, which is the main thing. Well, Alan Flanagan, I have loved chatting to you this morning. So we're not sure exactly when we're going to see the quarterfinal, but you're on the quarterfinal of Only Connect, which is on Mondays at 8 p.m. on BBC Two.
Yes, yeah. I think it'll be a few weeks and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens next.
Well, I am also looking forward to seeing what happens. I can't wait to see your face on my television again. Thank you so much, Alan. Have a great one.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Louise McSherry on 2FM.